We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. Two NYPD officers are being honored for that daring subway track rescue on Thanksgiving. The incident, as you might have heard, all caught on body-worn camera. Here's our Juliet Papa.
Never mind that a train was heading toward the station. Officer Tafiq Bath says,
we were concerned about the safety of the person who just fell onto the tracks.
He and partner Brunel Victor rushed from the opposite platform and jumped onto the tracks, helping a Good Samaritan pull the man up. They literally had a two-minute warning that the train was about to enter the station. Mayor Adams claims,
the blue surge in our subway system is working.
This is the plan of omnipresence, he says. 1,200 more cops in the system responding to emergencies. At 116th in Lex, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Police are releasing surveillance video of three suspects wanted for punching and robbing a man on a subway platform in Queens. This happened last Monday as the 22-year-old victim was walking on the F train platform at the Parsons Boulevard station in Jamaica. The group punched him in the face, stole his cell phone. The suspect's images are up on 1010winds.com. Police right now are searching for the suspect who shot and killed a man in Chelsea last night. Our Carol Dioria on the scene for Newsline.
The victim was a 44-year-old man. The police say video surveillance shows he had a dispute with another man and it cost him his life. He took a bullet to the head right in front of one of the main entrances to the Fulton Houses on West 17th Street in Chelsea. The victim didn't live there, but Jay lives there.
Yeah, I heard a gunshot. I told my son, I said, it's a gunshot. That's sad, but it's in prayers to that family.
The man lives in a shelter on 30th Street. The police haven't found the killer. The victim himself has a police record. 16 unsealed arrests since 1990, mostly for drugs and trespassing. Jay says it's a good neighborhood, but the people have changed. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Chelsea.
An NYPD sergeant is being docked a month of vacation days for wearing pro-Trump logos on her uniform during a Black Lives Matter protest last February. The Daily News reports Sergeant Dana Martillo was also suspended for 10 days after she allegedly refused an order by a supervisor to zip up her jacket and hide the Punisher skull and Trump 2020 patch. Martillo testified at her department hearing that the inspector told her he liked the patches. A Manhattan woman is about to stand trial for murder in the death of her estranged husband, but she will have to wait another week to find out if she will be free from prosecution. A judge saying this morning she will issue a ruling next Monday on the motion to dismiss the indictment against Tracy McCarter, who says she is a victim of domestic violence.
The fate of the second-degree murder charge against Tracy McCarter is now up to the judge. Her lawyer spoke on her way out of the courtroom.
I'm hopeful the judge will make a decision on the 5th, and that it will be the right one.
Next Monday is when the judge says she'll make her decision after Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg formally requested the dismissal of the charge, claiming there isn't sufficient evidence to support it.
At this time, I would like to dismiss the indictment.
McCarter is accused of killing her husband in 2020. Advocate Sama Sasay says McCarter is a survivor of domestic abuse. McCarter claims self-defense.
DA Bragg in court today mentioned the fact that there was, you know, one puncture wound, that Tracy immediately was the one who was trying to revive.
Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Manhattan Criminal Court.
Mayor Adams this morning signing a package of bills aimed at improving diversity within the ranks of the FDNY. The city council had passed the package of laws earlier. This year, it will require the FDNY to create a plan for hiring and retaining diverse hires and to produce an annual report on those efforts. Four people, including three firefighters, are injured this morning after a fire overnight at an auto body shop in Queens. The flames were first reported at about 2 in the morning at the shop on 23rd Street in Long Island City. Firefighters believe a car caught fire inside that shop. A nearby hotel also had to be evacuated. Students are on alert at NYU after a series of dorm trespassing incidents.
Not once, but it reportedly happened four times this month where an intruder slipped past security and got into some dorms here. These students tell me they're not surprised.
It's not the first time this has happened, so...
It's not the first time.
No, it happened a couple times last year, I think, yeah.
An NYU spokesperson tells us that they're now reviewing the security at all dorms here and vow to correct mistakes or gaps in coverage. Freshman Ashley Ye says it appeared security was already tight.
They make us scan our ID and stuff and show our violet go when we get in, so it's kind of alarming. The random people without either of those are able to get in.
NYU says public safety officers are now posted outside all dorm buildings. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at NYU.
A Bronx mother is now formally charged with murder for allegedly stabbing her two young sons to death and leaving them in an overflowing bathtub. Police took 22-year-old Damone Fleming into custody Saturday night after a 911 call to a family shelter on Echo Avenue in the Mount Hope section. Police say she was naked, acting irrationally, and trying to burn things in the apartment. 20 minutes later, the children's father found the boys, 11 months old and 3 years old, stabbed to death in that bathtub.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.